This is the Sakar Murli of the 7th of February 2026. Essence, sweet children, it is your great fortune if your intellects are able to have constant remembrance of the Father. Question, what are the signs of the children who are interested in doing service? Answer, they are unable to stay without relating this knowledge. They sacrifice their bones in doing spiritual service. They have great happiness in explaining this spiritual knowledge. They continue to dance in happiness. They have a lot of regard for those who are senior to them and continue to learn from them. Song. Although the world may change, we will never turn away from you. Om Shanti. You children heard two lines of the song. This song is about a promise. It is like a couple who become engaged and make a promise that they will never leave each other. Some do not get along with each other, and so they part. Whom do you children make a promise to hear? To God, to the one to whom you children, you brides, have become engaged. However, you also do leave the one who makes you into the masters of the world. Now, when you children are sitting here, you understand that unlimited Bapdada is about to come. You cannot have the same stage at your centers outside as you do when you are here. Here, you understand that Bapdada is about to come. Outside at your centers, you understand that you are about to hear the Murli that Baba has spoken. There is a lot of difference between here and there, because here you are sitting personally in front of the unlimited Bapdada. There, you are not in front of Baba, but you have the desire to come and listen to the Murli directly, face to face. Here, the intellects of you children become aware that Baba is about to come. Just as in other spiritual gatherings, they understand that their Swami, teacher, is about to come. However, not everyone would have the same thought. The intellect yoga of some would be wandering elsewhere. Some would be remembering their husbands and some would be remembering their relatives. Their intellect yoga would not be focused on the one guru. Scarcely anyone would be able to stay in remembrance of the Swami. It is the same here. It is not that all of you stay in remembrance of Shivaba. Your intellects keep racing elsewhere. Relatives, etc., would be remembered. You are greatly fortunate if you are able to stay in remembrance of Shiv Baba all the time. Only a few rare ones are able to stay in remembrance constantly. You should have a lot of happiness while being in front of the Father. The saying, ask the gopis and gopis of Gopi Vallabh, the father of gopis and gopis, about supersensuous joy, is remembered of this time. You are sitting here in remembrance of the Father. You understand that you are now sitting in God's lap and that you will later be in the laps of the deities. The intellects of some children have thoughts of service about how to make a correction to a picture or what to write on it. However, good children understand that they now have to listen to the Father. They do not allow any other thoughts to emerge. The Father has come to fill your aprons with jewels of this knowledge. Therefore, you have to keep your intellects in yoga with the Father. All are number wise in imbibing this. Some listen well and imbibe it, whereas others imbibe it to a lesser extent. If their intellects are in yoga elsewhere, then it is not possible for them to imbibe it. They remain weak. If you do not imbibe the merle after hearing it once or twice, that habit becomes firm. Then, no matter how much you listen, you won't be able to imbibe it. You won't be able to relate this knowledge to others. Those who do imbibe this will be interested in doing service. They become very enthusiastic. They think that they should go and donate wealth, because no one but the Father has this wealth. The Father also understands that not everyone can imbibe this, that not everyone can claim the same high status. And that is why their intellects continue to wander elsewhere. Their future fortune doesn't become as elevated. Some sacrifice their bones in doing physical service. They make everyone happy. For instance, they cook and serve food to people. That too is a subject. Those who are interested in doing service will not be able to stay without relating this knowledge. Then Baba sees whether they have body consciousness. Do they have regard for the seniors or not? You should have regard for the senior Maharatis. Yes, when the intellects of some young clever ones gallop quickly, the Maharatis have to give them regard. The Father is pleased when he sees that you are interested in doing service. This one will do good service. You should practice explaining at the exhibitions all day. A lot of subjects are created. There is no other way. The Sun and Moon Dynasty, kings and queens, and the subjects are all created here. You should do so much service. It is in the intellects of you children that you have now become Brahmins. While living at home with your family, each of you has your own stage. You do not have to leave your household. The Father says, you may live at home, but make your intellect have the faith that this old world is about to be destroyed. Only our connection is with the Father. You also understand that only those who took this knowledge a cycle ago will take it again. Everything is repeating identically, second by second. You souls have this knowledge, do you not? The Father also has this knowledge. You children have to become like the Father. You also have to imbibe the points. Not all the points are explained at the same time. Destruction is standing in front of you. It is that same destruction. There are no wars in the golden and silver ages. It is only when many religions emerge and armies are created that war starts. When souls first descend, they are Sato Pradhan, and then they go through the stages of Sato, Rajo, and Tamo. Let it remain in your intellects how this kingdom is being established. While you are sitting here, you should be aware that Shiv Baba comes and gives you treasures which your intellects have to imbibe. Good children take notes. It is good to write them down, and topics will then emerge in your intellects. Today I will explain about this topic. The Father says, I gave you so many treasures. You had so much wealth in the golden and silver ages. When you go onto the path of sin, it decreases. Your happiness also decreases. You start performing one vicious action or another. As you descend, your degrees continue to reduce. You pass through the stages of Sato Pradhan, Sato Rajo, and Tamo. When you are going from sato to rajo, it isn't that you go into that stage immediately. You descend very slowly. Even in the tamo-pradhan stage, you descend the ladder very slowly and your degrees continue to reduce. Day by day, they continue to reduce. You now have to take a jump. From tamo-pradhan, you have to become sato-pradhan. You need time for this. It is sung that those who climb up are able to taste the nectar of heaven. If you are slapped by the vice of lust, you are completely crushed. Your bones are completely broken. Some human beings commit suicide. It is not called suicide of the soul, but suicide of the living body. Here, you have to claim your inheritance from the Father. You have to remember the Father, because you receive the sovereignty from Him. Ask yourself, how much income have I accumulated for the future by having remembrance of the Father? To what extent have I become a stick for the blind? You have to give the message from house to house that this old world is to change. The Father is teaching you Raja Yoga for the new world. Everything is shown in the ladder. This picture is difficult to make. You have thoughts all day about how to make the picture in such a way that anyone can easily understand it. The whole world will not come here. Only those of the deity religion will come. Your service has to continue for a long time. You know for how long this class of yours will continue. They believe that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years, and they therefore continue to relate the scriptures. They believe that the bestower of salvation for all will come at the end, that their followers will receive salvation, and that they will then merge into the light. However, it is not like that. You know that we are now listening to the true story of immortality from the Immortal Father. Therefore, you have to believe what the Immortal Father says. He says, remember me and become pure. Otherwise, you will have to experience a lot of punishment. You will receive a low status. You have to make effort to do service. There is also the example of Dadichi Rishi. He sacrificed his bones in doing service. To sacrifice your bones in doing service means to do service the whole day without thinking of your body. One is physical service with your bones, and the other is spiritual service with your bones. Spiritual service only relates this spiritual knowledge. While donating wealth, they continue to dance in happiness. All the service that people in the world do is physical service. To relate the scriptures is not called spiritual service. Only the Father comes and teaches the spiritual service. The spiritual Father comes and teaches you spiritual children. You children are now making preparations for going to that new golden age world. You will not perform any vicious actions there. That is the kingdom of Rama. There are very few there. At this time, everyone is experiencing sorrow in the kingdom of Ravan. All of this knowledge is in your intellects, number-wise, according to your efforts. All of this knowledge is included in the picture of the ladder. The father says, remain pure in this last birth of yours, and you will become the masters of the pure world. You have to explain in such a way that human beings understand that they have become tamopradan from satopradan, and that the only way to become satopradan is by staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance. When they see this, their intellects will realize that no one else has this knowledge. When they look at the picture of the ladder, they ask where the information about other religions is. All of that is written in the picture of the cycle. They do not go to the new world. They receive peace. It was only the people of Bharat who were in heaven. The father comes in Bharat to teach Raja Yoga. That is why everyone wants the ancient yoga of Bharat. They will understand from these pictures that there really was only Bharat in the new world. They will understand about their religion. Even though Christ came to establish that religion, he too is at present tamopradan. This knowledge of the Creator and creation is so vast. You can tell them that we do not need anyone's money. What would we do with money? Listen to this and also relate it to others. Print these pictures. You have to make use of these pictures. Construct a hall where this knowledge can be related. What would we do by accepting money? This will benefit your household. You just have to make arrangements. Many will come and say that this knowledge of the Creator and creation is very good. This has to be understood by humans. When people abroad hear this knowledge, they will like it very much. They will become very happy. They will understand that they too should have yoga with the Father in order to have their sins absolved. You have to give everyone the Father's introduction. They will understand that no one but God can give this knowledge. They do say that God established heaven, but they are unaware of how he comes. They will become happy listening to you and will make effort to learn yoga. They will make effort to become satopradan from tamopradan. You should have many thoughts about doing service. If you reveal your skills in Bharat, Baba will send you abroad. A mission will go. At present, there is still some time left. It won't take long for that new world to be established. Wherever there is an earthquake, they manage to construct new buildings again in 2 to 3 years. When there are many skilled workers and all the materials are available, it doesn't take long to build them. How are buildings built abroad? A motor a minute. So imagine how quickly buildings will be constructed in the Golden Age. A lot of gold and silver, etc., will be available there. You will bring gold, silver, and diamonds out of the mines. You are learning all the skills. There is so much arrogance of science at the moment. Science will be useful over there. Everything they have learned here will be useful for them in their next birth there. At that time, the whole world becomes new. The kingdom of Ravan will have been destroyed. Even the five elements will serve you according to the law. Heaven is being created. No calamities occur there. There is no kingdom of Ravan there. Everyone is Sato Pradhan. The best thing is for you children to have a great deal of love for the Father. Imbibe the treasures that the Father gives you and donate them to others. The more you donate, the more you accumulate. How would you imbibe this if you do not do service? Your intellects should be used to do service. A lot of service can be done. Let there be progress day by day. Let there also be self-progress. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Remain constantly busy doing spiritual service. Dance in happiness while donating the wealth of this knowledge. Imbibe this knowledge yourself and inspire others to imbibe it. 2. Fill your apron with the treasures of this knowledge that the Father gives you. Take notes so that you can explain a topic. Remain enthusiastic about donating the wealth of this knowledge. Blessing. May you be an embodiment of authority and constantly swing in the swing of happiness with the greatness of truth. The praise of the children who are embodiments of authority is, when there is truth, the soul dances. The boat of truth will rock, but it will not sink. No matter how much someone tries to shake you, you will swing with the greatness of truth in the swing of happiness even more. They are not shaking you, but pushing your swing to swing you. They are not shaking you, but swinging you. Therefore, thank them for making you swing and enabling you to swing with the Father. Slogan: keep the light of all powers constantly with you, and Maya will not be able to come close to you. Avyakt signal. With the speciality of unity and faith, become full of success. Have unity, cleanliness, refinement, sweetness, and greatness in your thoughts, words, and actions. When these five things are visible in each one's every step, the Father's revelation will then take place quickly. Any differences that are now visible in your sanskars have to be brought into unity. For unity, give regard to one another's advice. Say, Haji, Haji. Yes, indeed. And definitely give your ideas. Then become tied with a bond of unity. This unity is the means of success. Om Shanti.